In Orlando, Florida, turkey vultures have descended on two of the city's tallest buildings. Though everyone is very much alive, the vultures winter there. This year, both the Bank of America Center and the county courthouse are besieged. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to one employee.
Karen Levy is the director of communications for the 9th Judicial Circuit Court with an office on the 21st floor.
We have a ledge that circles pretty much the entire courthouse. And the vultures just line up in row and almost parade by everyone's windows. And sometimes we have an excess of, 100 of them just lined up. And when it's real sunny, they just open up their wings, and some of their wingspans are greater than 6 feet. I mean, they're enormous. And they just kind of line up and sun themselves on our ledges.
You know, I gather they're not so great looking. I mean, how ugly are they?
They are pretty ugly, actually. They have a head that is completely void of feathers, and I understand the reason for that is so that they can actually get into their feast, if you will, their roadkill, without having the feathers get caught up on any of their roadkill. They have little beady black eyes, and they have a hooked beak that have a hole in the center of the beak.
Clearly a face only a mother could love, and that beak, says Karen Levy, is commonly filled with dead fish and dead rodents.
They are referred to as, the natural garbage disposals of the courthouse.
Great. Well, is it too early for you to see one right now, then?
Oh, no. They're actually here now, even though the sun is just coming up. There's been a few of them. They look a little wet this morning, but the ledges are starting to fill up with them already.
I mean, do they just, stare in at you? You know, you're talking to me on the phone. Is there one, just staring at you right now?
Yes, they're there, and they're, I get them more in the afternoon.
The county figures the tab for putting something like an electric cattle fence along the building ledges would run a prohibitive $150,000, which doesn't stop those on the receiving end of the vultures' beady stares from striking back.
People throw Post-it note packs at them, they throw pens at them, and they're rather unstartled at this point. They're pretty used to us. But when people come in for meetings, you can just see them, you have a vulture on your ledge kind of thing, even though we're all used to it.
Karen Levy of the County Courthouse in Orlando, Florida. She says the vultures will fly away in March. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Washington.